Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. Big shout out to First Nation Radio Station across this beautiful country for our Daily Black Network and making all our yarns come to life, you could say. And speaking of come to life, we're going to catch up and have a yarn over two Daily Brothers. They're Indigenous Rangers. And they come to yarn about the job that they're doing and their vision for their future. And we have Levi Newbury and you got bodyguard there, Fred Lifu. Lifu, come to join us. Very good morning, my brothers. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, good, mate.
Yeah, good, brother. Thank you for coming on. We'll start with you, Levi. Who your mob were you from, bro?
I'm Levi Newbury. Mother's family from Cranda. Yeah. So Jabbagai people.
Jabbagai people.
Yeah.
Represent. Big shout out, Newbury Mob. Know the Newbury Mob. Went to school in Newbury Mob, so might be tuck shop money there owned to me yet. I'll catch up with you and talk to your mum about that. And over to you, my brother, Freddie. Fred, who your mob were you from?
I'm a Kagandi Prince from Yarrawa.
Yeah. Prince, I love that. Two Daily Brother, represent. Okay, for Yarrawa. So let's talk about the Ranger Program, Land and Sea Indigenous Ranger Program. Start with you, Levi. How long have you been doing it? How long is the Ranger Program for? What's your vision? Where you want to be? What you want to do? What are you doing now in the job?
Yeah. So I'm one of the senior rangers back up home there. And, now my main task is, you know, looking after the country.
Yes.
It's important, you know. I think we all need to, as young people, we need to make sure our cultural values are there, our law, our custom, and bring back our identity.
Mm. And you're getting paid to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the best job in the world, isn't it?
Yep.
Doing something you love and you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Yeah, good one, brother. Over to you, Fred. So same thing, your job entails the same thing? Because you're different, you're Kuranda. Levi,
yeah.
And then you're Gagandji, you're Yarrawa,
yeah.
Fred, yep.
Yeah.
Paint your picture regarding the job that you do.
We started in 2021, February, and that keep on going till I'm a thing senior ranger now.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's an incredible job I ever take it. At the first start, I didn't want to take it, but so I just get off my ass and just take it, you know.
Yeah. Now, good, brother. Yeah.
And I loved it ever since, mate.
Because you were doing a carpentry work.
Yeah.
So you're a qualified carpenter. Aren't you, bro?
Yeah.
But thanks to COVID-19, that put a curveball in the situation.
Yeah.
So that job ceased.
Yeah.
And now you're working at a ranger's job, and you're loving that.
Yeah.
So you may not go back into carpentry.
Nah.
Well, how deadly are you, brother? And we're saying carpenter's job, but maybe a little bit more money.
Yeah, it's a bit more.
But this
money.
Is about your heart. This is about your culture, your passion. So you'll drop the bit of money to work in this field, yeah?
Yeah, be home to work.
Be home, yeah.
Place there you I go.
Working on country, living on country.
And to look after the sea for our future generations.
Yeah, land and sea, exactly. For future generations.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. Levi, you was working, hey, man, I was in mines.
Yeah.
Driving dump trucks before that's big money.
Yeah.
And here you're back on country working as a ranger, and then the money drops, but you can't beat the passion.
It's just your... My calling, I guess.
My calling.
Yeah.
I love that, brother.
And
you are where you're meant to be.
Yeah, I feel that, and the whole journey's been great, you know, being back home and reconnecting with those stories. And
yes.
Yeah.
Well, I want to give a big shout-out to the state and the federal, because there's state and federal funding in regard to Land and Sea Indigenous Rangers. So big hats off to the state and federal. Money's not everything, but I rank it right over there, the oxygen. It's a tool, you know. So giving you the job opportunity. How long does the ranger program run for, and how long the unit, and what happens thereafter?
I run till how long you get funding from the government.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right, yeah. That's how it works. So it's not like a 6 months, 12-month stint. As long as the money there and you're doing the job, looking after the country, then you can climb up the ladder, become a senior, is what you guys are, seniors, in that role, and train up younger brothers and sisters coming through, yeah?
Yeah.
That's deadly.
Yeah, be that mentor.
Be the mentor.
For everyone, you know.
Exactly. Powerful. And the job that you do, there's programs that can go to different avenues for different industries. Do you want to explain that? Because you're doing diving at the moment, aren't you, Fred? And you did do diving, Levi.
Yeah, I did.
So tell us about that.
I'm doing cost diving with the King Blue Planet Marinas.
Okay, yes.
Crown of Thorns.
Cots, yeah. Crown of Thorns starfish, yeah. Protecting the Great Barrier Reef, getting rid of those pests, yes. Yeah. So you got a dive certificate. You're a qualified diver then.
Yeah. I went for next week. We're going to do a dive master then.
Yes.
Yes.
Too deadly.
I like the stranger job because you get more training and more fun experience.
But then that puts you in the in a position where you can choose where you want to go. If you want to focus on becoming a diver, for example, you're a dive instructor, you know. With that, you can then venture off and running your own business to qualified people to get their dive certificates. Yeah. That's a business opportunity. Then you're working in the tourist industry. We're up here in Cairns, far north Queensland, and that's one of the biggest industries up here. Is tourism, so you can venture into that too, can't you?
Yeah.
Levi, you got your dive certificate?
Yeah, done my dive certificate a few years ago now.
Yeah.
Before I left to go to Mount Isa.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, diving. Yeah, diving.
No diving out of Mount Isa, right?
Yeah, no.
Lake Manjaro, that's about it. I brought my cousin from Cloncurry. And we took him down the Esmeralda and, hey, uncle, that's a big dam, eh? But that's the ocean. So, too deadly. So, you can venture off into other avenues. So, this ranger's job gives you a taste of different jobs, different industries.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's gives you more experience in life.
Yes.
For these jobs.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, beautiful. Doors can open up for you. Young ones coming through, you as a senior, you take the young ones under your wing and guide them, train them. We're talking work ready, getting them ready for work, understanding turning up on time, wear the uniform, you know what I mean? All the rules, regulations that come with a JOB.
Yeah.
We have to do what we need to do, and we're all team players.
Yeah.
So you sort of teach that sort of stuff too, don't you?
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
you need to act on it, and you both act on it.
Yep.
Yeah, too deadly. And so you're from Karanda, there, Levi, and you're from Kunganji. Do the rangers from different areas get together as such? I got you both in here today, but you're different ranger groups.
I guess nowadays it's happening a lot more.
Yeah,
a lot of networking, a lot of sharing of culture and knowledge.
Of course, you go to another man's country, and the ranger there is teaching you about their country.
Yeah,
and vice versa when you go visit them. Or that's
like,
deadly. Yeah,
like that leadership program, Indigenous leadership. Well, it's helped you think out to another person, Indigenous ranger. Community, and you meet a lot of rangers coming together.
Yeah, that's powerful. Yeah. Now, of course, we've got our sisters on board as well.
Yes.
Many girls as rangers?
Yeah, there's a few.
One sitting next to me.
Knock off. Don't start first like that. Shut up. Then you got to mock. True, that's how we do. That's how we do. And that's too deadly. But, yeah, we need to see more sisters in the workforce and working as rangers as well. That's fantastic because you've got them sisters working on country and they're bummer as well, aren't they? You know, working on the country. So that's great to see.
Yeah.
Mm. So, Vision, where do you see yourself, say, like in 5 years' time? Fred?
See myself.
Mm.
I don't know yet. I just want to keep on doing some more training.
Ranger manager program. Ranger manager of the program. And Levi?
Yeah, definitely ranger manager.
Yeah.
Able to lead that next generation.
So we're talking about the career pathway in the ranger industry.
Yeah.
That's powerful. I've got goosebumps here. Goosebumps on my goosebumps. And if, like I said, you're passionate about doing it, best job in the world.
Yes.
You know, and if you can train other mob to do that, That gives us a strong foundation to educate the people of the world, if not government, non-Indigenous people, that we are true and we exist.
Yeah.
Always was, always will be, yeah?
Definitely.
No, that's fantastic. Anything more you want to add to the yarns, my brothers?
No.
So this, look, we just had the Easter long weekend. So you virtually work Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a 9 to 5, 8 to 4, whatever your hours are. And then you have the weekends off.
Yeah.
So that's good too. Yeah. So you can still play football if you want to play football.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Still get good time for family.
Level, you can still do pole dancing because you always love that. You can do that, brother. You know, but it just gives you opportunity to do what you can still have your weekends.
Yeah.
Learn by the way, you know what I mean? Yeah. And what about payment? Were you talking weekly payment or fortnightly? When do you get paid monthly? Fortnightly?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, we'll get paid weekly.
Oh, you get paid weekly?
Yeah.
And you get paid fortnightly, bro?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be good with that budget then. Make sure it's stretched for the 2 weeks, and you're right. You can spend it all in 1 week. And if not, I'll give you my bank details and flick some this way. Shout there. All right, well, good yarning with you. Thank you very much, my brothers. I think I'm going to be doing some more yarns with other Indigenous rangers. Yeah. It's a great program. Look, becoming very popular across the country, if not the state. A lot of our mob. I was down at Tasmania, Hobart, for a holiday break about 4 weeks ago, and I met some Indigenous rangers down there too, you know. So it's happening, and it's a great platform, you know.
Yeah, it's a growing industry. We need to keep on doing it, keep on working at it, and
And there's the involvement, and so the state and federal that fund this money, it's a good investment, you know.
Yeah.
People say, a lot of people look at money spent and they say it's an expense. This is an investment because we're looking after the country and got Bummer working. And I believe there's young other programs coming up for a younger mob to come through at younger ages. And so that's good, getting our young ones, our kids, active in life, you know. Not everybody's academic in regard to schooling. I mean, Murray only went to school, eat his lunch. I mean, I wasn't very academic, you know what I mean? But it becomes a great platform. And not all bummers learn proper deadly way in a classroom, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I can feel, and I know with Ranger Group, you're out there on country, you're outdoors and underneath the gum tree, on the dinghy or what have you, you know, and you're getting paid to do it. So I think it's a deadly job for our mob. Doors can open up.
Yeah. Just leave our footprint behind.
Leave our footprint. Love that. Yes, my brother. Too deadly. So doing the job that you love doing. Good yarning with you. Thank you for the yarn, my brothers.
Yeah.
I keep an eye and focus on your career now. And, so you climb up the ladder, get to the top. When you get there, don't forget us lower class top people either, too. I can add that. And brother, finish yarning with you on Bummer Bimmer Media National Talk Black. But we'll yarn soon, my brothers. Levi, good yarn with you. Fred, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And a big shout to the rest of the Rangers and your group there, you know.
Yep.
And keep doing what you're doing because it is working. I think it's a fantastic opportunity. But we'll yarn soon, eh?
Yeah.
To Delhi, thank you.
Thank you, Tab.
To Delhi, a beautiful yarn there with the Rangers in the Indigenous Ranger group. That's Levi Newbury and Fred Lefo. And look, they are kicking goals and they're passionate about what they're doing and doing the fantastic job, and doors can open up, you know. But look like they've found their calling. They are supposed to be Rangers and Rangers to the full extent. And they are looking at staying in that industry. I mean, one's a carpenter, one's driving trucks in the mines, but they got a job back on country and working as rangers on country. And we're talking land and sea and the best job in the world for them. Too deadly. And success breeds success. We need more brothers and sisters joining us on that pathway. And these guys are creating that pathway. So whether they like it or not, they become mentors themselves. And it comes with the job, but they're gladly to take up and run with that space as well. To Delhi, well, stay tuned. Your mob, your daily program, National Talk Black. Have a yarn, have your say here on that daily program, National Talk Black, and live at Bummer Bripper Media, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. To Delhi, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Whoop.